This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Prisoners have gone on strike in Alabama, Florida, and Michigan recently over complaints involving inadequate health care, solitary confinement, physical mistreatment by staff, and low pay. Share of U.S. workers testing positive for illegal drugs has reached its highest level in a decade, according to data from millions of workplace drug tests administered by Quest Diagnostics. First African-American, the former head of Baltimore Library System, has been appointed to head the National Library in Washington, D.C. Inspired by the videos that captured police killings and defined the Black Lives Matter movement in the U.S., West Africans are increasingly deploying social media in nations where corruption and abuse by security forces sometimes occur with few repercussions. Donald Trump finally admitted that President Obama was born in the United States and gave up the birther lie, but then doubled down and said that Hillary Clinton started the lie. Trump again raised the possibility of violence against his opponent, attacking her stance on gun control and adding that they should take away her bodyguard's guns and see what happens to her. In Turkey these days, there are many ways to lose your job or land in jail, holding a mortgage from a bank affiliated with a U.S.-based opposition leader Gulen, current or past enrollment in one of the cleric's many schools, or simply owning a book or subscribing to a newspaper published by the Gulenist. Time CBS survey found that women think more progress has been made towards ending sexism than racism in society. They value motherhood more than marriage, so they think that sexual harassment is a significant issue in the workplace, and they think the greatest problem facing American women is inequality in pay and career opportunities. Census Bureau reporting declining household income in rural areas reported earlier was wrong. Median household incomes in rural America actually grew 3.4% in 2015, according to policy experts who study the census numbers very closely. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke. This bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100, United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.